Je woont in Amsterdam, je bent een Nederlander. Misschien voel je je ook een Nederlander, maar voel je je ook een Europeaan? Nou, bij de laatste verkiezingen kwam duidelijk naar voren dat de Europese Unie niet echt een rol speelt in de levens van Europeanen. Maar toch blijkt het veel meer van invloed dan we beseffen. En hierover spreek ik met Suzanne Alibert. Zij is journalist en werkt wel aan een heel bijzonder project genaamd Europe Next Door. En ik ga het in Engels doen, want ze spreekt geen Nederlands. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Hello.
Am I pronouncing your name well, Susan?
Yes, very well.
It's not really a difficult name. It's quite universal, actually.
Yeah.
But I cannot tell where you're from. Susan, where were you born?
I'm from France. I lived in different places, but usually when the people ask me this question, I say that I'm from La Rochelle, because I used to live there before I started the project. It's on the seaside of France.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about La Rochelle? That's how I say it?
Yes, La Rochelle, exactly. Two words. It's on the Atlantic Ocean side of France. It's like 2 hours from Bordeaux. Maybe the people in Amsterdam know Bordeaux because of the wine. And
yes, of course, everybody knows.
it's a very nice city, so I will recommend to visit.
Okay, will do. I went actually there, but not La Rochelle. I didn't, well, maybe I was not aware that I was there, but I never heard before. So it's nice that you're here. Thank you for coming all that way to
Thanks
Amsterdam.
To you.
When did you arrive, actually?
I arrived just yesterday in Amsterdam.
Yeah, so it's not about that you wanted to visit the coffee shops that you're here.
No. I didn't come here to visit the coffee shop or the red light district.
Most
as
people
many
of France
people do.
Come here. Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
To visit the coffee shop. No, you have much more urgent.
Yeah, it's a shame because you have such a beautiful city.
It's true. Maybe it's the same with you with Bordeaux, that everybody knows it from the wine, but it's much more than that. So we have every time we have this aim for us people from Amsterdam to say we are much more than only the coffee shops.
Yeah, yeah. I
but
can
maybe
imagine.
We're not. I don't know. Maybe you will tell us after your visit. What do you think of it? So you arrived yesterday and you are here for Europe Next Door, a project,
yeah.
What I was saying already in my introduction, quite a special project. I didn't hear about it before until you told us about it. And when I visited your website, europenextdoor.com, I was quite surprised. I was like, oh, that's a project that I also want to do. It sounds
Thank
great.
You.
Well, and now for the listener, because I already gave my opinion about it. But please tell us, what is Europe Next Door?
So Europe Next Door is a project I created. I started to do it maybe 1 year and a half ago. The idea come from a master thesis I wrote during my study. So I studied journalism. And I wrote my master thesis about young people and European communication. So that's how I got interested in the idea of Europe, because I didn't really care, as many people do. But yeah, I found this topic very interesting. So I wrote my dissertation about it. And when I finished that, I told myself, oh, one day I'm going to do something with this topic.
Yeah, so this project, Europe Next Door, before you invented this, I was actually really, I'm very curious. In my introduction, I already told, I was telling about that many people don't feel the European Union is really playing a big role in their lives. How was it for you when you were studying this, before you invented this project? Was it for you that it was playing a role? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I understand. Actually, I got this idea because it was the year of the European election, and I remember that I was listening to the radio, and it was a radio for young people, and the guy from the radio, he said, oh, today there are the election for European Union, but nobody care about it. And after that, I talked with my friend about it, and we were not going to vote, and I told myself, but maybe it's important to be interested in this topic. So that's how I got interested. And yeah, I wrote that 5 years ago, and I think many things have changed in the opinion of people. I think before the people, they didn't really care about the idea, but more and more people, they are against it now. So that's also one of the reasons I I created this project, maybe I should tell now what is the project.
I'm trying to put it a little bit the further away. Sorry, yeah. Tell me, what is the project?
So that's a journalistic project. The idea is to travel around Europe to meet young people and to interview them about how it is to be young in their country and what they think about politics, if they are interested or not, if they vote or if they don't, and what they think about the politics in their country, and also what they think about the European Union. Are they interested in the idea? Do they have expectations for the future? So, yeah, that's basically the idea. And from those meetings, I write articles for my website. So you mentioned it, it's europenextdoor.com. And when I'll finish, I will write a book and do photo exhibition and conferences about my experience.
So you're visiting countries, the
yes.
European Union countries, countries of the European Union. So 28 countries?
No, I don't visit all the countries. I visit 21 countries. 19 sorry, are from the European Union, and I also visited Turkey and Iceland. And I started this European tour in April, and I will finish in November.
Okay, and for example, what was the first country that you visited?
Portugal.
And what did you do? What are your actions when you're there?
So before I started my trip, I sent my project to different contacts in Europe. The idea is not to interview like 100 people in each country. The idea is to interview people who are already interested in the topics, so they can give me an overview on what's going on in their country. So I usually interview 10 youngster in each country.
But people who are aware of what is playing a role in the people from Portugal, the citizens of Portugal.
Yes.
In what kind of way?
So I interview young people who are involved in politics or in the European Union, so they can give me an overview of what's going on in their country. And I also interview young people involved in projects, like, for example, cultural project or startup or social project. So, yeah, my idea is also to show that young people, they are still involved in the society. And that's something we don't really show in, especially in the French media. I don't know how it is here, but that's also one of my goals.
What is, for example, a specific question, like a very important question that you ask those people from those different countries?
It depends on the profile of the people, but I usually ask this question: do you feel European, and do you think there is a European citizenship?
And until so far, how many countries you visited?
16.
And this question, was it answered like many different? Were there many different answers, or was there a red line in those answers that you discovered?
I think that my first conclusion is that all the European countries are very different, and that's the big challenge for Europe to put these countries together and to build a project together. But yes, about this question, I think I got very different answers. But yeah, usually the people who answer that, they say that when they go far away from Europe, they feel more European than when they are in their own country or in a European country. But they also say that, yeah, it's very difficult to define the European citizenship.
Which country surprised you the most?
I think I was surprised in every country.
Why?
Because, you know, I knew the situation from the medias, and I can say that the media, they don't always tell the truth. I'm a journalist, though. I can say that, honestly. And it's sometimes surprising to talk with the people, and most of the time they say, don't believe what they say in the media because it's not true. It happened especially in the south of Europe, especially in Greece. I can say that Greece was surprising. I was there in May, so it was before the media talked a lot about it. But yeah, we have the feeling that these people, they can be lazy and they don't want to pay taxes and everything. That's something we can see in the north. But I didn't have this feeling at all when I was there. I saw people very involved in the society and they want to do something with their country and they still have expectation for the future.
And involved in their country, but those people that you get to meet or that you speak about this project or about the European Union playing a role, those people are already into this subject, right? I mean, like, but they are giving you information about how other citizens look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
What exactly they did they tell them?
In Greece, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that about the European Union.
I think for you as a journalist, it's not enough when they say, but we are really, everybody in Greece is really, not everybody, but a lot of people are really interested in it and really try to put themselves into it. As a journalist, you want to know more, right? Like, in what kind of way are they really, interested in the subject?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I can have a different observation on that. But yes, the idea is to interview the people who have the knowledge about it. And what they say in Greece at this moment is that they were expecting for something to happen. But I think they are still expecting for something to happen.
So back to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You are here now. You arrived yesterday. Until when are you here?
In Amsterdam or the Netherlands?
You will visit more cities.
Yeah, exactly, because I arrived yesterday in Amsterdam and I'm going to leave tonight, actually. I'm going to Delft. I'm sorry if my pronunciation is not good.
No, it sounds perfect, Delft. That's really like the way we say it.
Okay, and then Rotterdam and Utrecht. And
that's different.
Yeah.
We say Utrecht.
Utrecht.
Yeah, much better.
I still need to practice. And Tilburg. And Eindhoven. This one is really hard for me to pronounce.
Okay. No worries about that. But you're going to talk to those people who are going to tell you about how people from the Netherlands look at the European Union and what kind of way it plays a role in their daily life.
Yeah, exactly. And how they feel about it.
So here in Amsterdam, who are you going to talk to? Or is that private?
No, it's not private because it's going to be on the website very soon.
Okay, so give us a little preview already.
So yesterday I interviewed two girls who are studying Europe. They are doing European studies. And yeah, so they told me what's going on in the country and how do people feel about Europe. That's, of course, a general point of view. But yes, I can already say that as many countries, the Netherlands are not very into the European Union. Maybe it depends on the people, but yes, they said that.
They said that, we have still some work to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think it is important?
But I have to say that my goal is not to show that the European Union is perfect. My idea is not to convince the people about it. My idea is to ask questions about it and to see how do people feel about it. But when I interview some people, if they are against Europe, I don't try to make them more interested in the idea.
So you met two girls yesterday here in Amsterdam, but I cannot, I don't think that you just meet them randomly on the street. How did you get into contact with those two women?
Yeah, exactly. So because I interview people who are already interested in the topic, I don't go on the street and expect to meet the right people. So before I go to a country, I send my project to different organizations. And for example, in Amsterdam, I sent it to Europe Direct Center. So this is a network in all Europe, and usually they advise me to meet young people they know and who they think that they could be interested in the project.
Uh-huh. Europe Direct, I never heard about it. Is it only located in Amsterdam?
No, that's a European network, so you can find a Europe Direct Center everywhere in Europe. In Amsterdam, it's in the library, so yeah, you can go there and...
You mean the library that we are now?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I never
On the sixth
that.
Floor.
On the sixth floor, Europe Direct, so people can go there, every European citizen, just to ask questions about being a European or...
Yeah, exactly. If you have any question or if you are at least interested in Europe, if you are curious, you can go there and have information about many subjects.
That sounds so big. If you have any question about Europe, you just go to the sixth floor.
Exactly.
Oh my, that's so good. If there are places like that, that they will give answer to all your questions.
Yeah, they also organize events and lecture about topics that you can hear from the news, but it can give you another perspective about these topics.
But do I have to see it like in a political way or in a more human way? What is the aim of this, for example, this organization, but maybe also your project?
I think the idea is to give information to help you to make your own opinion. The idea is not to convince you about something. And yeah, so if you are curious about a topic, you can go there and talk with people and have more information. But yeah, it's about curiosity, I would say.
Did it really start to change? Did it change your perspective?
Yeah, of course. In
what kind of way?
But I have to say that I kind of change my mind every day. Yeah, depending on the country I'm visiting and depending what the people are saying about it. So you asked me about my opinion about the European Union. As I said before, I can see that the countries, they are very different. It's 28 culture and 28 different situation. I think that's a big challenge for the European Union to build a project all together. But I think that's why it's very interesting. But I cannot say that I'm pro or I'm against. I think that's something that's existing. And I think the idea at the beginning was very, very good to have peace between all that countries. And sometimes young people are forgetting about it. But now we can see that the European Union is facing many crises, especially this year. So, of course, there are many questions about it. But I think you cannot say that it's good or it's not, because it's something under construction. And yeah, I think it's good to be interested in the topics.
When is your project finished?
So the trip is going to finished in November, but after that I have to write the book and also give an account to my sponsors, so I think it will finish next year.
So maybe perspectives already have been changed next year.
Yes, maybe that will be,
like you were saying, like your perspective changes every day.
Yeah,
like in a year. Yeah. Who knows what will change then? What has been changed? Maybe all the people from Amsterdam really are so into the European Union, and that we say, before we say that we're from Amsterdam, we say, oh, we are a European citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like more now a European citizen?
Yes, I think so. I think so, because even though we have so many differences, I can see that we have a lot in common. And yeah, I feel European in this way.
Last question. What are you going to do tonight in Amsterdam? Have you already plans?
tonight I'm going to Delft, so...
Oh yeah, of course, you're already leaving.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, but Friday night and you're not in Amsterdam.
It's my second time in Amsterdam, so I already knew the city. So yeah, I took that opportunity to visit different places in the Netherlands.
Okay, great. Well, have a good Friday night then in Delft.
Thank you.
And yeah, all the best and yeah, luck with the project. It's very special. I really must say that I really admire what you do.
Thank you very much.
EuropeanNextDoor.com voor iedereen die natuurlijk meer informatie wil hebben over dit project. En misschien word jij binnenkort zelf ook wel gevraagd over wat jij vindt en op wat voor manier de Europese Unie een rol speelt in jouw leven. Nou, ik ben Marjolein Freiling, ben een Amsterdammer, ik ben een Nederlander, maar ik ben dus ook een Europeaan. En Suzanne Alibert, thank you so much for being here with us today.